Hey everyone, Riley Hart here. And welcome back to Survival Mode Exit, Thrive Mode Activated, your daily dose of real talk about making life less stressful and way more awesome. Today, we're diving into something that's near and dear to my heart. Self-care. And no, I'm not talking about bubble baths and face masks, although those are great. Self-care is so much more than that. It's about intentionally investing in your well-being, mind, body, and soul, so you can show up as your best self every single day. You know what I mean? We're all juggling a million things these days, between work, relationships, family, and just trying to keep up with the world around us. It's easy to get caught in that whirlwind and forget to take care of ourselves. But trust me, my friends, taking time for yourself isn't selfish, it's essential. Think about your phone. If you don't recharge it regularly, what happens? Battery dies, right? Same goes for us humans. We need to recharge our batteries too, and that's exactly what self-care is all about. So, let's get into some actionable tips, shall we? 5 key takeaways to create a self-care plan that actually works. First off, ditch the one-size-fits-all approach. There's no magic formula for self-care because what works for one person might be totally useless for another. The key is to figure out what truly nourishes your soul and makes you feel good from the inside out. Think about it. Are you someone who thrives on solitude or does hanging out with your besties always recharge your batteries? Do you find peace in meditation or a killer workout session? Get curious. Experiment. You'll be surprised by what sparks joy. Make it specific and realistic. Don't just say, "I'm going to eat healthier." Instead, schedule specific meals, prep ingredients ahead of time, and choose recipes that you genuinely enjoy. Instead of saying, "I need to exercise more," try planning for 30 minutes of walking 3 times a week. Small, achievable goals are your best friend here. Schedule it in. Treat self-care like any other important appointment. Block off time in your calendar and make it non-negotiable. You wouldn't cancel a doctor's appointment, right? So don't bail on yourself either. Don't be afraid to say no. Boundaries are crucial for self-care. Learn to politely decline requests that drain your energy or time. Remember, you can't pour from an empty cup. Finally, be kind to yourself. Self-care isn't about perfection, it's about progress. Some days will be better than others, and that's totally okay. Just keep showing up for yourself, even when it feels tough. Ever feel like you're constantly running on empty? Like you're juggling a million things and there's never enough time to breathe? I know that feeling all too well. Take Sarah, for instance. She's an amazing mom, a dedicated employee, and a volunteer who always goes the extra mile. But lately, she's been feeling burnt out. She's struggling to keep up with everything, her sleep is suffering, and she's constantly stressed. Sound familiar? One day, Sarah decided enough was enough. She realized she needed to prioritize self-care before she completely crashed and burned. So, she started small. Scheduling 30 minutes of yoga 3 times a week, taking walks in nature during her lunch breaks, and saying no to extra commitments. It wasn't easy at first, but over time, she noticed a huge difference. She felt more energized, focused, and happier. Sarah realized that taking care of herself wasn't selfish, it was essential for her well-being and ability to show up as the best version of herself in all areas of her life. So remember, friends, self-care isn't a luxury, it's a necessity. It's about making intentional choices that nourish your mind, body, and soul. Start by identifying what truly brings you joy and makes you feel good. Schedule it into your week like any other important appointment. Don't be afraid to say no to things that drain your energy. And most importantly, be kind to yourself throughout the process. Remember, progress over perfection. Now, I want to hear from you. What are some of your favorite self-care rituals? Share them with me in the comments below or on our social media pages. Let's keep this conversation going and inspire each other to prioritize our well-being. See ya tomorrow for another episode of Survival Mode Exit, Thrive Mode Activated.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.